A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're soldiering our way through the Monday rush this afternoon, and thank you for joining us. KSL News Time 344. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
following two more tragic deaths on Utah Lake, local officials are preaching the importance of staying safe while on the water. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, a new report from RE/MAX shows Salt Lake City homes are selling at one of the fastest rates in the nation. Utah's capital city's in a three-way tie for the lowest average number of days on the market at just 14. Last year's average here was 28 days. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We've had a couple of crashes near the same area. This one is on 4100 South. The first one happened at 4400 West. This one at about 4900 West. One freeway crash. It's northbound I-15 at 6 North. It's out of traffic in the Gore area, but we are seeing backups into downtown. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Got some storms this afternoon in the 70s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, 66 degrees with showers in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says if you are vaccinated against COVID-19, you can skip masks and social distancing. As of Wednesday, Massachusetts lifting its remaining COVID restrictions. May 29th, Governor Charlie Baker.
Massachusetts is on track to reach its goal of vaccinating 4.1 million residents by early June. And this level of protection makes this step possible for the people of the Commonwealth.
New Jersey and California among the states keeping all or part of the mask mandates in place. President Biden happy with the latest COVID trends.
Today, for the first time since the pandemic began, pandemic cases are down in all 50 states. First time.
He's urging people to get vaccinated to keep those numbers headed down. The Supreme Court will hear a case involving a Mississippi law which would ban most abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. Trainer Bob Baffert and Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit have been banned from the upcoming Belmont Stakes. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. Downtown Salt Lake over the weekend, I was out and saw that some people Saturday night were masked up. Many were not. And ABC's Alex Stone is joining us live. So, Alex, what's the deal? Do we have wear them or not?
Yeah, you can depend on, in Utah, you don't have to, but you can depend on the city that you're in, the township that you're in, the county that you're in. What street are you on? Are you an unincorporated? Are you in the city? What business are you going into and what do you want? So, I mean, and if you're traveling, this gets so confusing now that today New York, among those states, saying that they are dropping the mask mandate, Governor Cuomo today.
Let's get back to life. Yes, New York is opening, but you're going to have more opportunities if you are vaccinated.
But on the other side, home to 39.5 million people, California today, after Governor Newsom had said on Friday, just wait, Friday night there would be new rules. Nothing came on Friday, nothing came on Saturday, Sunday. Today, he was a no-show, but the California Health and Human Services Secretary came out and said, well, nothing is changing in California. The mask mandate in California is remaining until at least June 15th. So really depends on it. But Costco, Target, Walmart, Starbucks, today CVS, they have all come around and said, if that store is in a city, in a county, in a state that does allow it, and that is the big caveat to this whole thing, if they allow it, then you can go into their stores without a mask on. And some of those changing over the weekend. Starbucks and Target had said they were going to keep the mask rules in place. They have now turned those around. They say no, that you can take your mask down. So really by the hour, Jeff, depends on where you are. But even in those places where it is allowed to go ahead and take them down, a lot of people aren't. Either they feel more comfortable with them up, totally understandable, or they don't know what they're supposed to do, so you don't want to be that one person in there without it on, and they're kind of feeling out the waters. But it depends on where you are and what you're comfortable with.
Okay, so this is my point, and I want to compare where you live in Southern California with us. To me, it feels like the whole mask thing is completely collapsing at this point. Yes, the airlines, yes, some businesses, but for the most part, it's like enough with the masks already. Do you feel that way in Southern California going out and about?
No, not anywhere in California. It is still very much mandated here. The only place where I saw a little bit of a hole in that was went to a Walmart this weekend, and they just weren't enforcing it any longer. So there might have been, in the couple of hundred people in the Walmart, two or three people who weren't wearing masks, which was odd. And people were giving them the nasty look and saying things to them, and they were making a point, and they weren't wearing them, even though legally in Southern California, the mandate is still by state and city and county ordinance and mandate, you got to wear them. But everywhere you go, unless you're eating a meal, the masks are still on here. A lot of people take walks outside with them on. A lot of people drive in their cars, and you can make the argument why if you're alone, if you're not an Uber driver, but they've got them on. Still, it is see them here. But that may be changing after June 15th. But the word today is it's not going anywhere for at least four more weeks.
Okay, one more question, and I only have a moment, so yeah. If you could help me out. Have you heard, you're a national reporter, have you heard of any place in America where they're actually checking whether you're vaccinated before they let you in without a mask?
No big names. There have been a bar here or there and in some of these states saying they were going to do it, and it's a small bar, and they're trying to make a point. But no, these companies don't want the headlines. Yeah, maybe a cruise line down the road or an airline, but right now, if it's CVS or Costco or Walmart or Target, nobody is checking. It is the honor system, but no, nobody's checking.
As always, wonderful to speak with you. ABC's Alex Stone, KSL News Time 350. It's time for traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
For Salt Lake County drivers, we are seeing traffic filling in and slowing down southbound I-15 between 5300 and 90th South. After that, good speeds, full speeds ahead all the way through Utah County. On the 21st South Freeway, also starting to build and slow down. This is going to be westbound. It's going to be from, I'm going to say, about 10th West over to I-215's West Belt, and then clear after that. We also had some wet roads and slower speeds due to the rain and construction on Highway 40 in Summit County going southbound from I-80 towards SR-248. That has cleared, and it looks like even the roads are drying a bit. Steve?
I have delays from downtown Salt Lake City traveling northbound I-15. Now we have two crashes at 6 North on the right shoulder. After that, it clears out. Got good speeds into Davis County with scattered slowdowns through Layton and some heavy backups from Clearfield up to Roy through the construction. Escape into the music with Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival, July 2nd through August 7th in Park City. Tickets available at deervalleymusicfestival.org. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast, and here's Grant Lehman.
Showers, thunderstorms possible this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. We get sunshine tomorrow and a high around 80. Then partly cloudy, 83 on Wednesday. Slight chance of storms. More of the same on Thursday with a high of 73. 65 Friday, more showers possible. A lot of clouds on Saturday, a slight chance of showers. High temperature 65, and then mix of sun and clouds, 69 degrees on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 66 degrees, showers in the air.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Like it or not, we have a new administration and changes are coming. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and one of Biden's key advisors is recommending an estate tax of 40%. You heard me right, 40%. Estate tax is a double tax, and if you're not prepared, your loved ones could be paying an additional 40% to the government. If you have investments or equity and you would rather it go to your spouse or kids instead of the government's pet projects, contact us today. Trajan Wealth is one of the few companies in the country to have financial planning and estate planning under one roof. Avoid paying 40% or more for estate tax. Most financial advisors are not qualified to help handle your estate at death. Trajan Wealth is. 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Estate planning services offered through Trajan Estate, LLC. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
We're brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
I dug right in as I was pulling in the Burt Brothers location that is closest to our home the other day. I couldn't help but reflect in the, now we don't measure it in years, we measure it in decades that we have been going into Burt Brothers. I just so appreciate every time I go in there, they welcome you, they just make you feel at home, and you can really count on them taking care of your vehicle. It is so comfortable for me to recommend Burt Brothers to family and friends. As a matter of fact, everybody in our family goes into Burt Brothers. I've joked about this before. My mother thinks she is something really extra special because she'll go in and they'll take care of her tires, they'll top off her fluids, and I don't dare tell her, you know, they do that for everybody. You're going to love doing business with Burt Brothers. And by the way, if you're heading out, go to burtbrothers.com, schedule your free road trip ready safety check. They're great folks at Burt Brothers. We've counted on them for decades. Go to burtbrothers.com for the location near you.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. Small conversations can have a big impact on your child's decision to not drink alcohol and use other drugs. For tips and other resources on having a conversation, visit TalkTheyHearYou at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Amazon is working on a new plan to reduce worker injuries by half. It's part of a $300 million investment to improve workplace safety. KSL drives another tweet from Elon Musk has sent parts of the stock and crypto markets into a tailspin. Rumors swirled over the weekend that Tesla had unloaded its Bitcoin holdings. Elon Musk posted a tweet that didn't quell those concerns. Bitcoin was down a couple $1,000s today. Tesla stock dropped more than 2%. Target, CVS, and Starbucks are joining a growing list of companies not requiring masks for fully vaccinated patrons and workers. You have Walmart's, Trader Joe's, and Costco also adjusting their mask policies in the last few days. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 54 points. The S&P gave back 10, and the NASDAQ lost 50. KSL News Time, 3:55. There's a flaming hot controversy around Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
It is the question that started a legend.
What would happen if I put chile on a Cheeto?
Richard Montañez, former Frito-Lay executive, talking about his moment of inspiration to create a giant snack, Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And he's been telling that story, along with his rise from janitor to executive, for years. But now the LA Times is raising some questions. ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi.
An investigation has revealed Flamin' Hot Cheetos were already on the market in some areas before Montañez pitched the idea. And the CEO Montañez claims inspired him did not even work for Frito-Lay when Flamin' Hot Cheetos were developed.
Montañez isn't backing down.
The best way to destroy a positive message is to destroy the messenger. Never allow that to happen to you. I'm certainly not going to allow it to happen to me.
A movie about his life with Flamin' Hot Cheetos at the center is due to start shooting later this year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's Tim and Amanda, and we're excited to tell you about our next Utah Gives Back service event.
Every few months, we team up with Select Health and you, our wonderful listeners, to give back.
On Thursday, June 3rd, we'll be at a wonderful nonprofit downtown called Neighborhood House. We'll be pulling weeds, washing windows, and helping kids.
We hope you'll join us. Sign up today at UtahGivesBack.com. That's UtahGivesBack.com.
We'll see you there with Utah Gives Back, presented by Select Health.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.